Lesson 5, Part 1, Learning Languages. In the old days, it was said that languages were not necessary for workers, and that their mother tongue was quite enough for them. And so some of the newest theories and greatest discoveries of science were kept from the workers, because the books about them were in the languages of other countries. Though my father was put in a school when he was young, he was not given a knowledge of any other language but Russian. His school days were done when he was 13, and then he was put in a great metal works and given the work of a man. But he had a great natural interest in languages, especially English. One day he was seen at the works with a book for learning English in his hand and sent to the manager, who was very angry at this waste of time. "What is the good of a knowledge of English to a metal worker?" were his words. In the Soviet Union, we have very different ideas about the learning of languages. The book and the gramophone records before you are a sign of this. We do not say, "What is the good of languages to a worker?" We say, "A knowledge of at least one language, in addition to his mother tongue, is necessary for every worker." It is not possible for all the new books on art and science sent out from the bookstores of other countries to be put into Russian. But it is possible for our workers to get a knowledge of these languages. It is possible and it is necessary. Sometimes persons from other countries come here with quite a good knowledge of Russian, though Russian is a very hard language. When the question is put to them, "How was this done?" "With the help of gramophone records," is the answer most frequently given. A well-made gramophone record is the greatest possible help for the learner of another language. It is a teacher who is with us all the time, who does not ever get angry with us, who will say the same thing again and again till the sense is made clear to us.